Back to Mr. Arbery. Those whose intelligent heritage lies... I was going to say this. One of the speakers said, made the point from the Chesterton Conference that ideas have consequences. That it wasn't the bullets that the Nazis used, the bullets and the bombs and flamethrowers and what have you, that killed people. It was the ideas of Marx and Nietzsche. Ideas have consequences. If your philosophers that you draw your id from are rotten philosophers like Marx and Nietzsche and Schopenhauer and the rest of them, then you're going to have a rotten society, and you're going to have rotten leadership. You're going to have diabolical, deadly tendencies that go along with it. That's the way it's going to happen, folks. There's no two ways about this. Which is why when we talk about Western civilization and Christian society and Christendom, that's why I refer to it as establishing the new Christendom. This has to be done. If you don't like the if you don't like the mainstream that we currently live in, well, then you got to make your own. We have to make our own mainstream. God is providing us the opportunity to say, you know what, these I keep giving you morons a chance and you keep messing it up. I'm going to give you another chance. And I'm going to lead you back to the knowledge and back to the wisdom, back to the sapientia of the ages to help you do it. But you got to humble yourself and admit that you're a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthal moron, pride-driven creatures who have totally cocked up the order that I gave you. You idiots even put it in a book that you read all the time and you still don't get it right, God says. Better church played. What book? Oh, Gospel According to John. Gospel According to Matthew. Isn't that amazing? Put it in the book, didn't he? Put it in the story. And Pilate says, don't you realize, pal, I have the power. I'm paraphrasing, as we should, because it's a story. Don't you realize, pal, that I have the power to crucify you, buddy? And of course, his pal, Jesus of Nazareth, says, you have no power, Willy Wonka, other than that which is granted to you from my Father above. Ladies, dudes, that's the order. It's not hard. It's as simple as that. Recognize that we have no power other than what was given to us from above. As a matter of fact, we have no existence. Proper way to look at this is we have no existence if it wasn't granted and made and willed from above. No existence. Nothing. We are nothing other than by grace of what we are blessed with.